We drive through the compound gates, past the empty guard post in the deserted Garcia house. A few days ago, Mr. Washburn was issued revised orders to vacate the compound and have no further dealings with any dissident elements. He has moved to the consulate downtown, where he'll be staying until his return to the States in late June. Our driveway is crowded with cars parked at screwy angles in a hurried way. Just inside the door, someone has turned the portrait of El Jefe to face the wall. The Otoni and his friends are gathered in the living room, talking in excited voices. Mommy rushes out to the entryway to greet us, her eyes wide and frightened. She whispers something to Papi, who gives her the same nod he gave Mundine in the car. Mommy's eye falls on me, and her face struggles for composure. "How was school today?" she asks, but she doesn't notice my blushing or wait for an answer. One of the men comes back in from his car with a heavy sack in his arms. "Aquí no," she snaps, motioning with her head towards Papi's study. She doesn't want the man unloading his gear in front of me. Mommy's still trying to keep stuff from me because she worries about my being so quiet and thin. But for weeks now, I've sensed that some big thing is about to happen, big enough to distract Mommy from fussing as much over little things, which is fine with me. I'll come back from school and find her at the typewriter in Poppy's study. When I ask her what she's typing, she says, "Just some work for your father." One time, right before she burned the trash in a coal barrel in the yard, I found a page all crumpled up. I uncrumpled it and read, "Calling all citizens," on top.